Kol isha she'ein lo vet kavua. So if a woman does not have a vet kavua, which means most women does not have it. Right? So tzricha locha shel ayin habeinus, then she has to be concerned for ayin habeinus. What is ayin habeinus? Right? Melvad shara chashash shel vet she'ein kavua, besides for the other vests, right? The yeshem sholish shitas ma'u ayin habeinus, there's three shitas what the ayin habeinus is. Yom HaChai Aleph is the Yom HaChadish, which is the Shas Shita.
Which we do anyway. So that's the Chodesh,
anyway.
Did we just started at the end of last
week.
Yeah, Yom Lamed L'Riyasa, or the 30th day from when she got a period, or Yom Lamed Aleph L'Riyasa, or the 31st day from when she got a period. Right. So Ladina, we'll start to see. Ladina, Kaimalan, Sha'ina, Beinin, Nasi, Yom Lamed L'Riyasa, we hold that the 30th day is the...
That's
across
the board.
Anyone
argue with that?
No.
Yes.
Well, yeah. They're
all
the
both.
Lamed
and
Aleph. No, that's the place. One second. We'll get. Let's get. Lechumra, now you can lifrish gam beyond Lamed
Aleph. Lechumra,
you
got to
separate on Lamed Aleph too.
That's the place, right?
No. That's the place is
the one that holds
which
the whole
day. Right. So let's get the three sheets straight. First of all, the simple one is the Aleph is the Yom HaChodesh. That's the Shach. There's no difference between Yom HaChodesh and Yom HaChodesh. Very few people are aware of the Shita at all, because there's a Pasha Kash on that. If you have to separate the Jewish day in a month, let's say you got a period on Beis.
Right?
So you got to separate on Beis. So what's the Chiddush of having on the Beis?
Well, what's the difference between Beis and Chodesh and Lamed? It's the same day, no?
No, it depends. Some months it will. 6 months a year it will be. 6 months a year it won't be. That's all I wanted to do with the calendar. You get it straight. Right, so that's the push of the kasha on the shach. What's the difference between a beninist and a chaydish?
I mean, maybe if she got a period early, but either way, you have to keep the push anyway.
Whoever gets the answer to this question for a nafkamina doesn't have to come to shiur for a month.
What happens if you already missed shiur for a month? Get nothing. Unless you get the period early, but either way, you have to keep the push anyway. You're an ochre until you hit the day.
So you I thought it was day.
One of the nafkaminas is.
Bedikas. A
bedika
would be a problem.
Well,
we
do
bedika. But on a bigger dish, you forget on a banish.
Oh, very good, very good. It goes well. It was Kedai. It was Kedai. We all gain if he doesn't come, no? Right, the nafkamina is, let's say she forgot to do bedika. Right? What was the din? Let's see. Chazon, if a woman forgets to do bedikas on the vest, she ain't a kavur. What's the din? She doesn't have to do the bedikas. But if she forgets to do bedikas on ayin habeinus, right?
Then she can't attach until she checks.
Right. So now, by the shach saying that the vest achodesh is also ayin habeinus, then now that changes the halacha from the vest achodesh, makes it from a more makel into a more machlid, meaning that now she forgets to do bedikas on the vest achodesh. So according to the shach, she's also to the husband until she does the bedikas, even if it's a week later. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a side point what the nafkamin is between for the yom achodesh. And then there's the 30th day and the 31st day. Now the difference between the 30th and the 31st is just whether you count. The Gemara says that a stam isha sees 30 days. That's the Gemara, right? Nobody agrees, right? Nobody disagrees that the ayin habeinus is the 30th day or the 31st day. That's not the issue. The issue is when it says that a stam isha sees 30 days, is it including the day she got a period, or is 30 days without it?
Normally, we always start for any vest. That's the plug we count.
Right, but what's the stam isha that we're saying? How long does she go until she gets a period? So that. The 30th day. That's the machlokes, whether it's 30 days without the Yom Riyah or 31 days. Right? So that's the machlokes between that Yom Lamed and Yom Lamed Aleph. Okay, now, I don't know how we should do this. Is it a Hebrew calendar?
No.
Depends.
The Hebrew ones are the small ones.
Sound like it is.
So now, okay. You have a pen, anybody? Let's say, to make things easy. Okay, this is New Year's Day. So let's say this is Tishrei, right? This is Aleph Tishrei. Right? Everybody can see? Aleph Tishrei, yeah? So that means this is Eches, This is the 29th day. This is the 30th day of the month. And then there's, what's the next one? Cheshvan, right? Aleph. So now let's say the woman gets a period on Aleph Tishrei. When are all the Ayin Abayinus according to all the Shitas?
30 and Aleph.
So this Aleph is going to be according to who? The Shach and the 31st. Right?
Mm-hmm. Which is Aleph, right?
It's Aleph, but really you guys the two Shitas. You guys the Aleph here and you guys
31. Right, 31st is Aflug of
31,
just to explain. So you have to count the
days.
Right?
What?
31st, Lamed Aleph, is Aflug of
31.
But there
is no Lamed Aleph.
Right, I understand. I'm just saying,
so that's why it's Aleph. You count 31 days. So it ends up being that according to the Shach, this is the Ayin HaBeinonis. And according to the Chavos Da, this is the Ayin HaBeinonis. That means it comes out that the 30th day, according to those sheets, is a free day. You're mutter. She's mutter. Then according to those shita, that's not the popular shita. The popular shita, the way we pass is that the Ayin HaBeinonis is the 30th day. So in this case, right? So the Ayin HaBeinonis is here.
But even according to that shita, 31.
What?
Down
the playlist,
no one else. Yeah. Right. So then, one thing. So now, what do you have? So now, if you're going to keep this Ayin HaBeinonis, you only have one shita. Right? You're going to have. So now, what comes out? It's interesting. So you really, if you're keeping the regular Ayin HaBeinonis the way the classic one, you're passing like one sheet of versus two.
But you're still, either way, Aleph is still...
But it's
still an usher day. Hashem is still usher. Don't forget to do the Bidika.
You following this?
You go to the Shabbos here or something?
We're clear on that. So now what comes out though, if you keep this you have to keep anyways because of the Chodesh. Right?
Right.
So it comes out, and let's say this would be a Chaser month.
So you'd
be right,
30,
scratch it. Now she got again on the first. Right, but there's no 30th day in the month. This is really Aleph. Right?
Yeah.
So now what comes out with the Shita?
She's Aleph, you'd be
paved, you'd be 31.
Now the Shach moved.
So then you're
now the Shach, now if you're gonna keep the Chodesh, so the Chodesh and the Shach end up being
same.
The popular, the more, the common Ayin HaBeinonis, and then this day becomes
the
Chuvra. Right. Now this is very important because now in a 29-day month,
on that month, you're saying
this day comes out a big Chumra. To keep this day comes out a Chumra.
Only in a 29-day month.
Only in a 29-day month. In a 30-day month, this day is an Ikra day for the Chodesh, right? And it's the Chavos Da'as of Ayin HaBeinonis. Right? And it's the Shach Ayin HaBeinonis. Right? So this day is only according to one Shita, but you gotta keep it. Right? Now, if it's only a 29-day month, then the Shach...
What's in the Gehla Ma'aseh?
Oh, so now, do we have to... Now, what does he pass in the Ma'aseh? Which Ayin HaBeinonis do you have to keep? So the Shach, you're always keeping anyways. So the Shach's out of the picture here.
Right?
Because we keep the Chodesh, is the Shach. So the Shach's out of the picture, that's not an issue. Do you keep the 30th? Or the 31st?
The 30th
of Muhammad. Oh, so Uladina, time of lunch, Ayin HaBeinonis, he's Yom Lama L'Riyasa. Lamaisa, we pass in the 30th day. So it's always, you always count from the day she gets the period. You count including that period day, you count 30 days, and the 30th day is the day she has to separate Ayin HaBeinonis. Right? Well, L'chumra, but L'chumra, Noyagin, Lifresh Gabi Yom Lama L'Riyasa. L'chumra, we parish on the 31st too.
I don't remember. Do we keep that place day on the
31st? The two sheets are there. Why can't you just go with the shop for that month and you always have two sheets on that side? Why do you have to keep it?
Well, you don't. It kind of fluctuates whether it's the 30th.
Oh, it's the 31st.
Now, again, it's tricky because L'chumra Noyag and Lifresh Gabi Yom Lamed Aleph only applies 6 months a year.
We're not holding on three people. We're only two.
The other 6 months is Nagay anyway, it's the Chodesh.
The other 6 months, it's the Chodesh.
Right.
Right? So the chumrah only applies.
Well, I mean, there are other points about both.
Like two, whatever. Not every time.
What do you mean? It's want to separate. Placey, that's 24 hours.
Right, that's what I meant. But the standard without the Placey, we hold what? It's the only bandits falls out to be which I know, night or day.
It's depends on the period. Fine. Ah. Yeah, ah. Fine, that's hard to rule.
Isn't there shit that the whole Dona Bandits without the Placey is always the day best?
No.
I don't know.
Ah, for in the Arz Ruah, so Yom Lamed Avriyah to Efshalaka, but for the Arz Ruah, he can be Mekel on the 31st. Follow that? Meaning he's saying you only got to keep the 31st L'chumra for the actual day, not the Arz Ruah. Right? The Arz Ruah tells you that whatever
period that could be, that could be Lamed anyway.
Slow down. Whatever period she gets, she Me'ikra didn't feel separate, the Arz Ruah holds that you got to separate the 12 hours before that, right? So if the 31st day is the Chumrah day, then you can be Mekel the night between the 30th and the 31st day. But that's only if the 31st is the Chumrah day. But if the 31st is the Chodesh, meaning if the Chodesh is Malay, which it is 6 months a year, so then if you hold it Arz Ruah normally, then you're going to have to hold it Arz Ruah on the 31st too.
Which is 12 hours before.
Right.
Is that interchangeable with the Placey? Or is that specifically
different
the
Placey thing?
Different.
Yeah, he's very into the Placey. Yeah.
I want to know what...
Yeah, so that's the brackets. That's what Noki's all...
I'm throwing around some words. He's
very confident because he got the question right.
Absolutely.
That was Noki.
Hello?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yesh HaKotu Shabayin HaBeinit Yesh Lashash L'Yoyim V'Laylo Ayin Behar. This is Noki's din. That's what we've known as. Okay.
Can't remember.
Sorry, guys.
There are those that are chayish that the Ein Beinus is a full day and a full night, meaning the Jewish day among not the Arz Ruah. Now the Arz Ruah hold that it's always the 12 hours before. Right, meaning if a woman has a period at night, let's say a woman's best is tonight, so the Arz Ruah would have held if you have to separate it already from today, this past day, and then tonight. Right, but the Placey would hold it if the woman's vest on the bain is tonight, he has to separate tomorrow also, tomorrow day.
But so today, tonight and tomorrow?
Oh, so that's a shaila. Do you do the Arz Ruah on top of the Placey? Okay, it's not really negay anyways because we frown upon Tashmish during the day. So it's really not so, it's really not so negay. So, but what's the pshat in this Placey? So let's see a footnote, so I'm going to give him. The crazy you Placey. Anybody know who he was, by the way?
Rishon.
Not Rishon. A famous...
Knight?
Who?
Brother Rishon. He was a knight.
He wrote another sefer called Matthew Einstein.
Who was it?
Like,
he wrote another sefer called Yaros Dvash. You ever heard of this thing?
Matthew
Einstein.
I've heard of
it. Very good. Name Mama
Shalom. Jonathan
Eichitz,
baby.
Jonathan Eichitz. You heard of him?
Yeah.
I don't know how I got that one.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the Jonathan Eichitz. Where are
you pulling this stuff?
You should lift more often.
Well, he's got some places.
We're not in a real world, baby.
Do you have a family?
Okay. The crazy place the chiddush. Okay, let's go. Yeah, the crazy place the chiddush. Shekivin, shabayin abeninis. I'm reading the derech noshim v'rus milam and lamed. What's the pshat in ayin abeninis? Because it's the derech of a woman to see from 30 days to 30 days, meaning every 30 days. Lachain ein zatalia b'yom abelayla. What's the pshat in ayin abeninis? That we explained last week. Pshat in ayin abeninis is that if it's a woman who doesn't have a vest, right? She doesn't have a vest kavur, so we have to figure out a day which we're assuming she's going to get her period by. Right?
So
we assume that it's the 30th day. the average woman sees in the 33, which we said last week, not the average.
The mean, right?
It's the median? Mode.
Mode. The
what?
It's not the average woman, because we know that the average woman is not 30 days. Meaning that they took, let's say, a poll of 1,000 women.
Right.
The most women saw on the 30th day. That's what the Bible calls that on the show that I once heard. He didn't say where he got that from.
That's the mode, right.
Right, so now the Gemara is saying that that's the most common of the Vestas. Right? So who says, if they're saying that a woman doesn't go 30 days without it, so who says that it's any more of a chashash during the day than it is at night? Right, we're saying that a woman doesn't go 30 days without a period. So maybe it's at night, maybe it's a day.
What this one does.
Well, that's where you started counting from.
Although you have to separate for a full 24 hours as opposed to only separating 12 hours.
So I don't understand. But it doesn't go on where you started counting from?
Doesn't go on. Right. From, it doesn't go.
From when she saw.
From the last time.
From the last time. Do you think that it goes from the last time where she got it during the day, she separated during the day. She got it at night, then she got it at night. Right? But what he's saying is that we're saying that Stam, a woman doesn't go 30 days without a period.
I'm trying to think
that
she could be one
before.
She got it by
no, we only think for that period that she might get it. Well, the period that 30th day, we have to be cautious for.
The day.
That's
the
Why would he have to be the whole day?
Because we're saying that a Stam woman doesn't go 30 days without a period.
Okay.
So 30 days, the way he's learning it, doesn't mean that it's going to be an exact 30 days. It's going to be on the 30th day.
Within 12 hours.
So he's saying, no, it means within 24.
Because it's on the 30th day. Any
obviously,
time
most sheets are told like what you're saying. That's the crazy place. He's saying it's a chiddush.
That because the 30th day is the whole day?
Right.
Because of the wording?
It's a big chumra. It's like a chiddush.
It's because of the wording? I'm not stopping. It's because of the wording of... that she doesn't go past the 30th day, therefore the whole day we have to question because it's probably not the 30th day.
Yeah, because who says that the 30th, it's 30 days from her last period. Who says that it should be an exact, who says it should only be...
within that 12-hour
right.
period.
Who, let's say she got a period during this, who says it's only on the day of the 30th day? Maybe it's at the night of the 30th.
Okay.
Right? It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that nobody really, he's the one that was mechadesh it, right? Look again. The crazy place is Chiddush. Even Shabbai in the Bein, this Amrina, the Derech, Moshem, Lurek, Midlamed, Lulamed. Lachain, Ein Zataliya, B'yoyim, or B'layel. It's not Tali in day or night. El Afilu, Im Regilu, Lurek, B'yoyim. Even if she normally sees during the day, Mekomokim, Kishigia, Yoyim, or Shalamed, perhaps, when it comes the day of Lamed, Asura, Kala, Lail, V'yoyim, Dehainu, Chavta, Ala, Choyt. Hiskevi, V'shukhan, Or, Harav. That Shukhan, Or, Harav agrees with him. Time to go to Shoshanim, Shehevi Smuchin Ladibri Aflesi, Hulam Zasabach, Save the Sidri Tara, Kina Seifrim, Prideya, Nachaleshko, Shigabo and Venus, Ain Tarach Libesh, Elo Eida Achati. So you only have to separate that. Oh, you know, Ach Be'emes, Yesh Lohor. But Be'emes, you can make a Hor here. The Ladidon, the Nagan Lifresh, Ba'inus, or Zerua, according to us, who we parish in Ayinus, or Zerua, which is Rav of Kla Yisrael, just not us that are sitting here, right? Ain chumra is a crazy place in the Gea Kolkach. So the chumra of the crazy place is not in the Gea. Why? To be Marashach, Imri Yasa Achrein Ha'isa B'yayim, if her last period is during the day, Harei B'lav Ha'chi Noigin Lefresh B'layla, Shalafaneha Mushum Chumra Zor Zerua. So we're Noig for the night before because of Zerua. Imri Yasa Achrein Ha'isa B'layla, and if the Ria was at night, Harei B'lav Ha'chi Ein Mevsham Shemitah Sein B'yayim, we don't have Tashma Shemitah during the day. Leaving Chiba Benishuk, and let's say some intimacy. Harei Afilu Ba'ainas Haves Einasu Medina. Hello Hamachu Tovela Bracha. And what I'm assuming he means to say is that, and then maybe you would be able to be Mekel on Chiba Benishuk at least for the place. In other words, if you still Machu on the placey, then you could be Mekel at least Chiba Benishuk. Now it's interesting. He doesn't pass in like this Placey, right?
But we do, no?
You do, at least.
We do, but he doesn't pass in like this. He brings it in brackets, right? He's very stark on the Orzurua. Right? He takes it as a double portion, you're keeping the Orzurua. And the Placey, he puts in brackets, Yesha Kotsu. He doesn't say you have to keep it, right? which is a lot of people are not noheg to keep it.
But we are, yes.
We are, yeah.
Only on Lamed.
Only, well, my father's held straight. You got to separate 48 hours.
But you disagree.
So does Rabbi Schneider. Rabbi Schneider tells you guys just separate 48 hours. And like this, you don't have to start with all these complicated calculations that we made.
That's a bad reason.
He didn't say that. He just say it's simpler. He wouldn't just say, you know, he's not just saying, okay, you know what, separate for one whole week because I'm not interested in hearing your headaches, right? No, that's not what. No, plenty of reasons to get machmer. So why start with the complications? It's the hardest part of Vestas. It's 30, 31, 29. It's the hardest part to understand. Separate 48 hours.
You could just be mako for the whole time.
No, that's the rule. You're really in trouble.
You could also eat a McDonald's. Right?
Yeah. No, that's the right attack.
I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure McDonald's is the right attack.
What?
Who's that?
It's supposed to be challah, but...
Who's that supposed to be challah when they cook it in the right attack?
It's tarfus?
And it's also not kosher meat.
Tarfus?
It's tarfus, might be.
Alright.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're
baking. Fine.
Definitely.
Definitely
a no-no.
Baking is a no-no.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, so I hope that's semi-clear exactly what's going on with the Ohr HaVeinu.
Yes.
After
we eat McDonald's, how many hours do you have to wait?
Okay, now here's the bet now. You ready for a cooler? You ready for a cooler?
Yeah.
Big cooler. It's a big cooler. But he's machmer, but we're going to flip the table. Then. What? Here comes a big cooler that is not, the island is not aware of. They're not aware of it. It's negayah to a decent amount of women. Okay, but he's machmer. Isha, shall oilam raya rak la achara plugas lamed alf yais. Let's say you have a woman who only sees after the 31st day.
She never has a 30-day period.
She never goes less than 30 days. Which happens? Huh?
What's never? Never, never?
Never, never?
Hazaka, a month?
For sure, 3 months. Yeah, it's a shaila how exactly you calculate it. But there are women that never see less than 30, 31 days. Now again, what's the pshan in the bainas? Because we're saying that the stam woman doesn't go 30 days without a period. But if this woman has proven that she never ever goes less than 30, so what's the point in her keeping the inabeinu?
But
she's proven that she ain't.
Everybody else does.
I know. And the Hanami, he's right. So you've proven that you don't. That
no,
you don't,
but if you're a vet, if you have a vet kavua, if you have a different vet kavua, then you don't have to keep learning about it. If Oisha has a vet kavua of a plug of 28, she doesn't have to keep lamed and lamed out.
Right.
So she's a kavua that she doesn't.
Oh, so now Noki is again on the ball. Sorry to say.
If he could, that's
sorry
story.
To say. Give a guy credit. Deserves it.
Have you been learning this beforehand?
He's the only one wearing jeans.
What's that?
I don't know. It's a riot. I'm sure it's a riot. That, you know, that the stereotypes don't exist.
There you go.
You borrow from me.
Oh, so now what Noki means to say, which I'm not sure Noki knows what he's saying, but what he means, what he's...
That was the Noki.
He's saying it correctly is like this. Sometimes you have something called a minimal vest kavua. Meaning a woman knows, and every woman has this.
Exactly
she knows that
meant,
there's a certain amount of days that she knows she's not. She never gets a period less than a certain amount of days. Right? So, benegeya to different halachas, she looked at it like she has a vest kavua. Right? I don't know, the island probably learned the first three bidikas. They didn't learn the first three bidikas that you're supposed to do after you get married.
That's very confusing.
Well, this is why it's confusing. Okay, well, let's not even go there. But the bottom line is, there's such a thing as a woman has a vest kavua. Every woman has a vest kavua, minimally, meaning she knows that no less than 20 days she's not getting a period.
Isn't everything all messed up after
that?
After
what?
After baby, birth control,
the whole
business.
But
still, a lot of women know that they just don't get the period less than. Every woman knows that there's a certain amount of time that she doesn't get a period limit. Right?
So how does that
happen? Oh, so what's that have to do with this? So let's say this woman We know a klal and a din that if a woman has a vest kavua, she doesn't have to keep the ayin of ayin. Right?
So this is her vest.
So there is such a thing as a vest kavua where every lady knows that there's a minimum amount of time. She doesn't get, she won't get a period, but she has a vest kavua for that. So if this lady knows, that she never gets a period before the 31st day, so she has a vest kavua.
She doesn't know what day the vest kavua is.
Now is that vest kavua strong enough? That's not a real vest.
She doesn't know what day the vest kavua is. She doesn't know what day the vest kavua is.
It's like it's called a.
She knows what day the vest kavua is.
Yeah, she was saying.
I understood it too.
I didn't think you didn't
understand. I understood. God damn what I said.
Okay, Noki understood. I didn't mean you didn't understand it. I don't know if you were explaining it exactly correctly.
I didn't think you understood it.
Okay. Anyway, right, so for this, the shayla, this is called like a reverse vest kavua. Right? So the shayla is this vest kavua strong enough to eliminate the ayin habeinonis?
I know.
Don't listen to Noki. He says no.
Okay.
I think it's good.
So that means that a woman who doesn't, who never sees earlier than 31 years, does not have to keep her in abeyance anymore.
Is
there any? No,
she won't have to keep the lama.
I know, but
let's say she knows that she never gets a period later than 35. And some women never like it. They never get a period.
But sometimes women have some changes.
They don't have to keep lama anymore. They'll have to keep the chayz. They still have to keep the chayz.
Not according
to. Maybe that's also not
specific to a day.
That's enough kamina. Noki, that's enough kamina with the shach too.
Hold on.
And if the shach holds the chayz and the bain in this, then you'd have to.
Well,
you'd have to keep the
chayz. If
3 months go by and she's brought before day 31,
that happens to be a day.
That's the question, how you go about uprooting this vest. Is it the last 3 months? Is it, that's
are there any other applications for the non-vest vest, except for this one case?
Yes, sure. There's quite a few. But I don't want to get into it. Let's see the halacha, how we pass this. Isha.
Every other day of the month, then? A kavua?
What?
A non-kavua.
Why kavua of a
non-kavua?
I'll tell you what it's negeya. If a woman sees dumb, and she's not sure whether there's a makadir or not, so she has a kavua, we're much more makel on a makkah, right? So if it's within the days that she knows she never sees, she's looked at like she has a kavua, even though ba'etzim she has no kavua. Right? That's another application of. Let's see how he passes. The isha shelo elam roya rak la'achar slagas lamed alaf yom. She only sees after 31 days. Aval achar kach ein loves kavua. But then after that she bounces around. She doesn't have an exact time when she sees, but she knows never less than 31 days the yom hi roya. Right? She doesn't know which day she sees. She does need to still keep the ayin of bainus. Now, why do you have to tell you this din for?
David.
Why do you tell you this din? Obviously, there's she's the second one. You don't have to, right? Oh, one second. He has a cooler. I will be yom lamed aleph. She ain't a yom ayin of bainus. Make her a din. Yochal lahako. This woman for sure could be makel on the 31st.
So the cool
thing
is, is it Mahmoud?
Normally,
one second, look at the footnote.
Did you just say we're going to run a
cooler? Look at the footnote, Samasal. Okay? Crazy or placey, okay, I'm not reading through all the Marmoud comments here. Right? Or Hashur, where is it?
So, Salad, you said?
Now, skip down, go down about 10, 12 lines. It says, Deloy, Kilmabush, you see it?
Yeah.
The loikum abushe tara, taras Yisrael.
They're machmer.
The shut igros
moisha. They're making on the whole thing.
Shut igros moisha.
On what? Did they make on the whole thing? Did they make on the whole thing, or that they're machmer even by his kula?
The shut igros moisha. Right.
He's making.
Ramesh is the one that's making.
On everything.
Ramesh says you don't have to keep dying of blame. A woman. This is the famous sheet of Ramesh. Here he's not holding like Ramesh. That if an Isha never sees less than 30 days or Moshe holds, you don't have to keep on Ayin, which I think is the reason why he said you can make a Lamed Aleph. Because what's the reason why the Machmir and Bizman is there hold you have to keep Lamed Aleph? Because Ramosha held that the Ikavet is Lamed Aleph. Right? So, Maman of Shach, you don't have to keep Lamed Aleph if you hold. Maman, are you keeping Lamed Aleph? Because Ramosha held the Ikavet is Lamed Aleph. But if she never sees less than Lamed Aleph, the Ramesh himself holds no ayin of bainus. Right? So Mamela, what's the point of keeping Lamed Aleph? I don't know if that's what he means.
Ramesh only held Lamed
Aleph? Ramesh held the Ikras only Lamed Aleph.
Right?
Can you be Simon on Ramesh? ask the local rabbi.
I think he's asking. He's also
ask privately. What? Thank you. Oh, that. Okay, then you get into. You
can pick
it.
I got pretty old.
I'll just do the next. Okay, this, the next one.